This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon says about 100 Ukrainians will head to Oklahoma's Fort Sill as soon as next week to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system. Ukraine has long sought the Patriot surface-to-air guided missile system because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. During his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said, "We can and we must counter the Russian attacks with a new level of modern military technology, which Ukraine can receive from partners. I'm grateful to all leaders and supporters for their understanding that right now is a time for new and powerful decisions, new powerful support." The Pentagon spokesman said Patriot training normally can take several months, but it will be shortened to get the Ukrainian troops back into combat sooner. U.S. President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are seeking to downplay their frustrations with one another and on migration and trade.
Leaders also reiterated their commitment to irregular migration, illegal drugs, climate change, and trade disputes are front and center, as the Mexican president pointed out as he openly challenged Biden to expand economic cooperation. Biden fired back.
The United States provides more foreign aid than every other country just about combined in the world, to not just the hemisphere, but around the world. Unfortunately, our responsibility just doesn't end in the Western Hemisphere. It's in Central Europe, it's in Asia, it's in the Middle East, it's in Africa, it's in Southeast West Asia.
On Tuesday, the U.S. announced a range of outcomes, which included plans to collaborate on supply chain issues and semiconductor development, modest commitments to reduce methane emissions from the solid waste and wastewater sector, and more clean energy collaboration. Anita Powell, VOA News, Mexico City.
And this is VOA News. The United States is accusing Russian military contractors backed by the Kremlin of interfering in the internal affairs of African countries and increasing the likelihood that violent extremism will grow in the Sahel region, which is facing increasing attacks and deteriorating security. Russia denied. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Richard Mills lashed out at the Wagner Group at a U.N. Security Council meeting Tuesday on West Africa. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says a spike in North Korean missile tests, growing nuclear ambitions, and provocative acts pose a serious threat that could spark a wider conflict. Speaking with the Associated Press at the presidential office in Seoul, Yoon reiterated this call for closer security cooperation with the United States and Japan to ensure they have an overwhelming ability to counter the dangerous situation being created by North Korea. He played down the prospect for direct negotiations like those pursued by his predecessor. Yoon and North Korea's advancing nuclear arsenal pose a direct threat to the U.S. mainland as well as South Korea and Japan, according to him. Changes coming for a U.S. Marine unit in Japan, AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
Top national security officials from the United States and Japan are expected to agree to changes in the joint defense posture this week as the two nations confront rising threats from North Korea and increasing aggressiveness from China. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will meet with their Japanese counterparts. They are expected to issue a joint statement that will adjust but not increase the American troop presence on the island of Okinawa. Officials say the agreement will transform an existing Marine regiment into a new, more rapidly mobile unit. The new agreements come just ahead of a visit by Japan's Prime Minister to Washington this week, where he'll meet with President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on California's weather woes.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees, and everything and destroy.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storms.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California than have died since New Year's Day.
Thousands have been ordered to evacuate homes and towns with histories of mudslides. And forecasts show another storm system lining up to wallop California this weekend.
Expect these storms to continue at least through the 18th of this month.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Via remotum, Tommy McNeil, VOA News.